Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on April 5th, 2017. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. You know, I hear that there's some more rain in the forecast.
Oh, yeah, I guess I did hear that, but thank goodness it's not on Farmer's Market Day.
Yeah, no, thank goodness. Yeah, I heard something's coming in Friday night, Saturday morning, and rumor has it, Mammoth, if you can believe this, Mammoth is going to get another 5 feet of snow.
5 feet, oh my goodness. And what? It's April.
I know. Wow. I think that this year they're going to be skiing year-round. Because they're going to have, I think the base right now is like 48 feet. Add another 5 feet to it, you're well over 50 feet of snow. I mean, I've skied there. You know, they've had the resort open until the 4th of July. I've actually skied on the 4th of July. But this is like record breaking. So there's a very good chance Mammoth Mountain will be open all year long.
That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy year in many different ways. We don't know what's going on with the redevelopment of the pier. And so we're just going to have to enjoy the pier as it is for now.
Mm-hmm.
And there are
it's
some
not,
really.
Well, most of the pier is going to stay intact. I mean, I believe it's the south side of the pier will stay intact. I think it's the north side of the pier that is supposed to have some work done on the structural aspects of it. But most of the pier that we know and love is going to be there.
Right. And most of the businesses that we know and love are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everyone is familiar with where Tony's on the pier is located. But along with Tony's, there are some other signature businesses in that corridor. There's some amazing restaurants, but are also signature businesses that have been there for a long time. Jackie, and we have someone from one of those businesses today. Who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Sione Tofa from Tees, Toe Rings, and Gifts. Sione is originally from the island of Tonga, which is located between the Tropic of Capricorn and the Tropic of Cancer. He's the owner of Tees, Toe Rings, and Gifts, which was established in November, get this, Joe, 1984. And the first location for Tees was at 104 International Boardwalk in a storefront that was only 60 square feet. From there, he moved to another location on the boardwalk, which was 110 square feet, and that was followed by a third space, which was just over 1,000 square feet. Well, now T's Toe Rings and Gifts is now located on the pier itself. And, Joe, they've been in business for 22 years at that location. Welcome to the program, Sione. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Sione. It's an amazing story. Every time we talk to a business owner, an entrepreneur, it's always an amazing story of how they began. But let's step back a little bit, because a lot of people who've been your customers haven't heard your whole story, and really want to, you know, make this about how T's Toe Rings and Gifts got started, but also about Sione and how you got started. Tell us a little bit about the island of Tonga.
Right. The island of Tonga is the last kingdom there is in the South Pacific. It's still ruled by a king and a queen. And it's very independent. It's not under any democracy or any other country of its own. Tonga is the last kingdom that there is left in the whole of the South Pacific. And it's only 99 square miles, and it have more than 118 small little islands that make the whole island altogether. And only 89 of that is habitat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the
now,
and Tonga is mostly they speak English as a second language, and Tongans is very much taught in schools, so in that way the kids won't lose the original language.
Right. The language Tonga, what is that language a part of? A group of languages, and what group of languages is it associated with?
Well, Tonga is a Polynesian, in the Polynesian island, the race Polynesian, and the Tongan language is their own language. It is not associated with any of the other Polynesian islands, for example, like Samoa, Hawaii, the Maoris of New Zealand. They each one have their own language, and Tongan is the language of the Tongan people.
Is it called Tonganese?
No, it's called Tongan. T-O-N-G-A-N. Yes.
Tongan. Okay. All right. Now, what prompted you to leave Tonga? Was it your family, parents? How did you migrate from there, and where did you go first?
Well, first of all, I have a high school diploma, and I left Tonga during the 70s and came to Hawaii to seek a better life for myself and my family. And I landed in Hawaii during the 70s, I say the 1976. And I was very new. I was scared because Hawaii is huge to me in comparison to Tonga. It's just a small little island. And I got a job with some tree trimmers in the island of Hawaii, Honolulu. And I worked there for a year, and then I went looking for another job and end up fishing. And I end up working in a Korean fishing boat for about a year to learn the trade
fishing.
from the Koreans. You know, the whole thing was, you know, the Koreans don't speak English, and I don't speak Koreans. So we didn't communicate at all, hardly. But what I learned from them is the trade, because they are very, very good fishermen. And I learned from the top fishermen of this trade, and I became a very good fisherman.
And what were you catching? What was the catch?
We were catching tuna, mainly for for sashimi, the raw tuna for all the restaurants.
Right. That sounds like hard work.
It was not a picnic. It was hard work. Yes. But you know, the whole thing was, you know, it was a very good job. You know, you make a lot of good money on it, you know, because then there was not that many boats. It was, you know, you can go out a day or two and you come back with, say, about 4,000 to 5,000 pound fish, you know, and then that's very good money right there, you know.
Yeah.
And then later on, you know, a lot of boats coming to the island from the mainland, big boats.
Yeah.
And then it kind of flooded the market, and then eventually the water was pretty much fished out. And then I moved from there, from Hawaii, to the mainland, and landed out here in California for a little bit. And me and my late wife moved to Las Vegas, Nevada. And then we stayed there for a couple of years, and then I didn't have any other thing to do. I do not know anything else to do but fishing. But
yeah.
See, the funny thing was, when I left Tonga, I was a farmer. I grew sweet potatoes, watermelons, tomatoes, and stuff like that. You know, that's how I make my living, and I was very good at it. So that was my only thing. That when I left the island, I don't know of anything else, and fishing was my second trade. And I mastered that. That was the only thing I know when I got here to Hawaii and eventually landed in Nevada. And then I developed another trade in Nevada as a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know nothing about carpentry. Have never even used any power tools in my whole life. Don't even know how to read the tape measurement. But I mastered that just because of my will and my determination that I had to have a job. So I told my wife, I'm going to go buy me some tools. And so I go bought me some power tools. And then I went and got a job in one of the job sites as a framer. And I began to be very good on that. So after 2 years in Nevada, we moved back to California. And that's where we decided to find some other way of earning us the money. So me and my wife was walking down from Captain Kidd. We were having lunch at Captain Kidd in Redondo Beach now. And we're walking down the boardwalk, and then there is this little place was up for sale. And there was a telephone number on it, and then I call that number, and they say, yes, it's available. So we strike up a deal that we're going to meet with the landlord and signed the lease, and that's when these tourings was first started, right there on the, on a boardwalk, a little booth like it's 8x10, and it's only two people can be able to enter it once at a time, you know. So anyways, and then it grew from there. But this time here, instead of fishing in Hawaii, I went and fished in Alaska for a few years.
Oh.
But during that time I was fishing in Alaska, my late wife was just running my little business, our little business, which is called Tees, Torrings, and Kiffs, meaning that is my last name is Taufa, T-A-U-F-A, and that's the Tees come from it. Now, I am known by most of my customers as Soul, a.k.a. Soul, S-O-U-L. I'm also known as Fohe, F-O-H-E, also known as Sione, S-I-O-N-E. So, also known as Tony. Therefore, the T stands for Tony. You know, I have all different names, but this is how my customers got to know me. I respond to all of them. And everybody seems to understand how beautiful it is. And I tell you, my experience through this all these years running my little business, but every time I come back from fishing in Alaska, yeah, I got to help my wife, my late wife, running the business. And it get to the point, it is expanding. We have a long line running from 104 mm-hmm. all the way down to where the candy store is at.
Yeah.
Which I believe is four stores down from where I started at. And then now, my wife said, I think you should quit fishing and come back and help me run the business, you know? And I
yeah,
did for a while. I did. I stayed home for a while and help her out. But you know how a fisherman is, you know, they get started to get land sick, you know? So I started to be so antsy and wanted to go back fishing. So my wife fired me. And so I went back fishing for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Until 1998, I believe it was, my wife was diagnosed with cancer.
Mm.
And that's when I decided that I have to quit my fishing and come home and take care of her. So then that the business started taking over, to start expanding.
Right.
And then we moved from the from 104 to one to where the candy store is at. That was my second location. Everywhere I moved to, I had to tear the whole place down, and we built it to my own theme. It's a Polynesian theme, and that's
right,
how I'm known, the Island Man.
Right.
And so
right,
I have a...
I have a question.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call you now. T, Tony, Sione, I don't know what to call you, but anyway... So when you bought this original business, when you saw the business for sale and their sign with a number and you call them, what was it, a tow ring business already, or was it something else and you changed it?
That's correct. It was something else. It was a Sunclass little store.
Mm.
What they were selling is sunglasses. It was not doing too well. But let me tell you about their little spot. When I asked around the neighbors, then they said their little spot has never done anything well over there, you know? And I said, well, I'm going to give it a try. So anyways, I came in, and they asked, what are you going to sell here? And I told them, I'm going to sell toe rings. They said, toe rings? How can a person who would be poor can be making a living selling toe rings? But this is my wife's idea.
Okay.
She said, I want to sell toe rings. And the thing was, we put this into the city, this is what we're going to be selling, and they were hesitant about this. They said that it will bring unwanted customers into the pier, to the boardwalk. Disreputable, you know? Things like that.
Oh yeah,
towing means that it is something that like a trouble.
Yeah, but well, Joe, you know, this is back in what is this? The early 90s.
Yeah, it was the early 90s.
Right, and toe rings weren't as mainstream as they are now. It was kind of like, you know, how tattoos used to be. You know, like if a tattoo parlor opened up, it would be like, uh-oh, there goes the neighborhood, you know. But this was back
everybody
toe rings now. But back then, it was a little, you know, I don't know, you know.
That's correct.
That's correct.
You know, I don't know about that, you know. But anyways, we keep trying. And they finally gave in to us and gave us the little spot and a license to sell toe rings. It was funny, though, how it all started, you know? And then we opened up the little spot, and people starting to realize what toe rings is. And the most important part of it, this is not just any kind of toe rings. This is all handmade, and it's fitted to you. It's fitted to your toe, the size of your toe, just like a ring on your finger. But the most important part is it has to be comfortable, because you're going to be wearing this touring in your shoes, you know, and you have to be able to walk and not feeling it. And that, and that's how amazing about this touring business that we have. And it started to grow from the 60 square footage to 80, and then one to what, to 1100. Now I'm at the pier, and I'm in the top. I'm on top of the world, man. You know, I'm doing very well now in my business, and then I'm having more customers now as I'm growing.
This is true. There's no question that tees, toe rings, and gifts is a very successful business now. And people who would look at it now would say, oh, well, these people are, you know, captains of industry. They know how to run businesses. They know how to do marketing. They know how to do sourcing. I mean, you have people all over the world getting products for you. But how does this happen? How do you get to a point where you know what the people want, where to get it at a good price? Tell us a little bit about that, and we're gonna talk about that after the break. But I just wanted you to give people a little taste. How do you get started sourcing product at a good price?
Yeah, with my price. First of all, the toe ring is made with sterling silver, 14 karat gold fill, or 14 karat gold. Now it's all depending in the market price of the silver and gold. Anyways. But my prices has been the same since day one. And that is one thing that my customer has noticed since I opened up my business. The price has never changed. I set the price when I first opened up my business with my late wife, who was the founder of the business. And that price is still stay at the same today. It's very affordable. It started at $8. A little ring. This is sterling silver. And then the 14 karat gold fill started at $10. And solid gold 10 karat is $50. And solid gold 14 karat is $65. So this price stays the same. All 22 years of me being in business, it has never changed. That is another thing that brings my customers back to me. Because I don't have any other way of marketing my businesses or advertising. It's just word of mouth. Because the whole thing is you have to be there in person with your toes in order to be fitted. And that is the only way you're going to be able to come back to see me because that touring is comfortable. And then you want to tell your friends, when you go to the nail salon and get your pedicure, and everybody sees that, so where did you get your toe ring from?
Right.
They say, you have to go to these toe rings and Redondo Beach. So that's how my business is advertised. It's through word of mouth. All these years, it has never changed. And I'm telling you, what I really am, my business is thriving on good customer service and good quality there is in the whole of L.A. I have a story to tell you. You know, I had
did you have a question? Yes.
I do have a question.
Yes.
So, it's a couple of questions. A, are toe rings, were they originally, I'm still trying to get back to how you decided toe rings. Is that something big in Tonga? Do people in Tonga wear toe rings and you brought that here? Or was it something your wife saw locally and said, ooh, I like that? And then how do you go about learning how to make toe rings? I mean, so is this something from your heritage or was it just another skill you learned along the way and decided, okay, we're going to make toe rings?
Very good question, Jackie. Now, toe ring is not something that I came with it from Tonga. It is, they started here in the United States. Exactly what happened was my late wife, she was wearing toe rings, right? When I met her in Hawaii, she had toe rings on. I have never seen a toe ring where I come from Tonga. I don't even own a ring. And most people don't even have a ring, even if they're married. They can't afford it. When I met my wife, that's the first thing I noticed. She had a ring on her toes. And that was something that I found myself that was kind of amazing, to have a ring on your toe. So she was the one that came up with the idea of having a toe ring business. Okay? Now, I do not have any idea how to make a toe ring, let alone
the genius behind
toe
the man
made out of, you know?
The woman.
The whole
genius
thing started
behind
there. Yes. Do you have a question, Joe?
Well, I'm just saying your late wife. What was her name?
Her name was Joy, J-O-Y.
J-O-Y. Joy.
Joy was already wearing toe rings in Hawaii. Came over here, and then you went off to fish in Alaska. So was she making the rings?
No. We had another person that makes the toe ring. Make the toe ring. She lives in Orange County. And then it got to the point, this is what happened. It got to the point that she cannot keep up with the demand of the need for the toe rings to buy from her to sell. So Joy was having that problem at the time. So when I came back from fishing one year, and she told me about this, and I said, "Don't worry about it. I'm gonna make the toe ring for you." And she laughed at me and said, "You don't even know nothing about making a toe ring. You don't even know where to start." I said, "Well, I know that, but I'm gonna learn. I'm gonna learn how to make a toe ring." So now, from fishing to a carpenter to making jewelry is totally different things, right? So we went to L.A. Mm-hmm. I walk around here in the jewelry district area looking at tools and talking to people that own the businesses and ask them questions. So I started buying me some tools. First of all, started to buy me a little torch. This is to solder the rings and buy me some silver. So I went home with it and started teaching myself. I burned a few of them. I melted the silver so bad that it came to the point that I almost, this is going to get expensive. And I said, well, just be patient. I'll get myself better on this. And I this is how I started. I taught myself into how to make these stories. But I'm telling you, I came a long ways from the island of Tonga as a farmer to be a fisherman and to be a carpenter. Now I'm making jewelry.
Yeah.
And then when I came home and started taking care of my wife because of her cancer, and then I have a full time and plenty of time to sit down and start making this touring. Now I'm getting better at it, you know. I'm getting very better. And then I went to a little school for a little while in L.A. on how to better myself in what I'm doing. And I got me a certificate of accomplishment on how to solder and how to repair jewelry. So now here I am. I have me a little booth in my shop. I do all my work there while people can watch me doing my things. And then I can go over there and fit them a toe ring if they wanted to, you know. So that's how it all started. My wife wear the toe ring, and I learned and I taught myself how to make these rings. And now I can make rings with my eyes closed. You know, I'm very good at it.
You're
and I make them by the hundred
that's
every day.
Amazing. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
The idea, Sione, the idea that you make hundreds of rings a day. I don't know that there's any other place in the country where someone is sitting there making hundreds of toe rings a day. Is there?
No.
I mean, have you ever heard of anything like that?
No, there is not any other place. Because now, just look at this, Joe. You go to L.A. at the jewelry district. Mm. Everybody there is selling millions and millions of dollars of rings for their fingers, right? Very expensive rings. And nobody even had an idea, hey, let's go do some tourings. That's where I came in at. And I started to say, man, that was a great idea. I don't have no competition in tourings.
Right.
I'm specialized in making rings for the toes. But now that we are talking about this, this is going to stir up something that everybody's going to start making toe rings, man, and cut me out of my business, you know?
I don't think anyone,
you know?
Let's take a station break real quick, and then I have something I want to say when we come back, all right? So let's do our station break real quick.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the South Bay Show. We're listening to an amazing story about an amazing man who is as flexible and as he reinvents himself from farmer to tuna fisherman to carpenter to toe ring manufacturer. He reinvents himself as needed for what is going on at the time. We're talking with Sione Taufa, and owner and proprietor of Tees Toe Rings and Gifts in Redondo Beach. And we're going to be talking with him more and asking him more questions. But we would love, if you have questions or comments, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. If you're listening live, we'd love to have your comment or question. And now, Jackie?
Yeah, well, when I sent you the information for this morning's show, I sent you some photographs of feet with toe rings and other paraphernalia. They are very, very beautiful, some of these creations. And it's not just toe rings. I don't even know what you call them, but like there, you have a toe ring, and then there's like maybe some leather straps, and they wrap around your ankles. And I mean, it's really beautiful merchandise. And and the feet are beautiful. It makes the feet absolutely beautiful. You know what I'm talking about, right, Joe?
Oh, yeah. There is something
tell us
interesting about it.
Yeah, there is. So, Sione, explain the evolution from the simple toe ring to all of the other, I don't even know what you'd call it, the other...
The other foot jewelry that we have is called the Island Sandals. Well, the Island Sandal is made, you know, a woman can wear it without any shoes on. And in the same time, you have a pair of shoes on, but without the sole. And then, while you have this Island Sandals, and then you can have a ring on your toes with the Island Sandal, and you fit to go. You're ready to go, you know. You don't have to put on any shoes. That is actually a pair of shoes. It's already been... It's been a pass in the court of law as a pair of shoes, rule upon, that you can wear this to any place that requires shoes, and that is a pair of shoe without the sole.
Well, it is
amazing. And then we make
the
my wife makes those. They makes those. So it was started with my late wife. She makes those. So when we go to work, she sit there in a little corner and do her beading. It's made out of glass beads. It's all handmade too. So you had a pair of those, one for each foot. So it's called Island Sandals. And now my wife she's doing the same thing. And she makes them. She can't even keep up with the demand on those, the Island Sandals. People are coming in and just looking for that, and then we ran out all the time. You know, and most of the time, this all she does is doing beadwork, but she had to come in and restock the shop too. Because now, there's only me and her working at the shop, because right now it's winter time, so it's a little slower, because we are seasonal business. But when summertime, we're going to need to hire some helpers. But making right. the island sandals and making the towings is totally is our both of our responsibilities to make those, you know. And
yeah,
that,
no,
and that all started for my late
they're...
wife Joy. Excuse me. She was the one that started
absolutely...
all this, you know. That was amazing. Yeah. How she had a vision on a little business for myself, which I give Joy a lot of gratitude for that. So I have me something to fall back upon as I grow old. Now I'm 65, you know, that's old, you know. So I have some now I'm just hanging out on the beach, making my towings and selling my towings, you know, in a nice, beautiful area, which is this, a lot of sunshine, and we have some rains, which we need. But most of all, when people come see to my shop, you know, you can hear the ocean through the window. People that have never been to any beach, they ask me, "What is that sound? Is that a tape or an audio?" And I say, no, that's real. You look outside the window. And she, "Oh, wow." That's amazing how people come in.
You know,
and I tell you, Joe and Jackie, I have made a lot of all my customers, they come in through that door. They listen to my island music. They start dancing. And when a woman get a little touring on her toes, and I tell you what does a little touring would do to make a woman happy, it gives me happiness too. Every time I put a touring on a toe and a woman walks out, I know she's going to be a friend forever. And that's how it's all started.
You're in the entertainment business.
I'm all in one. As I explained before, you know, I'm known as Soul. I came from the island of Tonga as Soul because I became a very good dancer. I danced like the Soul Brothers. Even though I have never even been to America, but I was given the name Soul by the Tongans because when I go to dance, I take up the whole floor and I do all the dance that I have never been known where to get it from, but I just made up everything. Even my accent.
Now,
people love that accent. And I said, where they ask me, where is Tonga? Just the first thing is they ask me, where are you from? And I said, I'm from Tonga. And then the next question is going to be like this, where is Tonga? And then I have a little map there. I'm going to explain to my customer while I'm selling my product where Tonga is at. And now, people that I have met, young girls, like when they were 18, 22 years ago, now they're 40, they have children. Some of them have grandchildren now, and they're still bringing their children and their grandchildren to see me to get toe rings. It's going on about four generations now that I'm still in business. Before, when I had my business, I had an afro. Now I'm totally bald now. But I still have a picture of myself with a full afro, big afro. And kids is just laughing. "You, this really you? You have a lot of hairs?" I said, "Yeah, that was me then, 22 years ago, you know. But now I'm clean shaven, you know."
Fione, I want to find out a little bit more about your family and about, of course, Adrian.
Okay, yes. All right. Yeah, listen. Can
so
I
tell us a
give a little chance
to
you to talk to Adrian herself? She's right here with me. And so how we met and how we get to know each other, she can tell you the story. This is a very good story, too.
Okay.
Is it all right?
Yes.
Okay, tell me when you want Adrian to come on.
Well, now
it's fine.
Good.
No.
Oh, here's Adrian.
Okay.
Good morning. He always likes me to
good
tell
morning.
The story.
Okay.
My name is Adrian, and I walked into I call Fione Soul. I walked into Soul's shop in 2002, and there was this pristine little shop. And right at the entrance, there was a memorial to Joy. And the memorial had a certificate from the city saying that they had a day they devoted to Joy when she passed away. She had been gone about 9 months when I walked into the store. I walked in and everything is perfect. There's green plants. It's beautifully decorated. Sol comes walking out. He's dressed in white pants, a white shirt, white hat, and the most beautiful smile I'd ever seen. Mm-hmm. And I was absolutely smitten. And I walked around the shop. He asked me, would you like to try on a toe ring? And I was very shy, and I said, no, but I might come back later. And for weeks, I thought about him. And so I went back 3 weeks later, and I said, I would like to try on that toe ring. And while he's putting the toe ring on me, I said, would you like to go out to dinner with me? He said, yes, but I don't know you. We're going to need a chaperone. I said, okay. So we had a chaperone come with us, his employee. She gave me her stamp of approval. So Sione and I dated for some time. But finally, I proposed to Sione. I went out and bought a ring and flowers and a cake. And I got down on one knee and I proposed to Sione. I said, would you marry me? And he said, give me some time. I want to think about this. So we took a whole year to make sure we were absolutely sure. And he finally said yes, which we've been married now 11 years in September.
Yeah.
He was playing hard to get. He was playing hard to get.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I have women flirt with him every day. Every day.
Yeah.
But he's never given me concern to worry. Never.
Because he knows what he wants.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a very
and
trustworthy guy.
And he's not confused.
No.
Yeah, you find that the one sort of characteristic about men who maybe have a wandering eye, as it's called, is that they're confused. They don't really know what they like. They don't really know what they want.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. Yeah, I had a choice. I myself was relocating to California from Tennessee, and I had a choice. I could go back and resume my career. I was publications and graphic illustrations for NASA over at the Marshall Space Flight Center, or
what?
I could stay. Yeah, or
you
I could
for
stay
NASA?
Here. Uh huh. Yeah, I worked at the microgravity group in NASA.
Okay. Now this story is really taking a turn for me. You were working in the microgravity
group,
group of NASA.
Yes.
In what city?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Huntsville, Alabama. You took a trip to California. Was it business or pleasure?
Well, I was born in Redondo Beach, and
okay.
I had recently had a divorce, and I was looking to come back home. And
yeah.
I was unsuccessful
yeah.
finding any work out here because there was just no work. And I was thinking of going
yeah.
back to Tennessee to go back to resume my job, but I ran across Seoul, and I just had to stay. So I went from...
You ran into Seoul.
I ran into Seoul. I walked into his store. Yeah, I was doing $100 million proposals at NASA. My
yeah.
work was seen before Senate Appropriations Committees. I have letters from NASA headquarters saying how my work had improved the process. I was tracking what was going up and down from the International Space Station on a matrix. That was my job.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I went from doing that to getting on my knees and putting on an $8 toe ring for ladies for my dinner. It was very humbling, but I've never been happier.
I could not, I just understand so viscerally what you're talking about, the concept of working with your hands, and then also, as Sione had said, the entertainment factor. You're entertaining people, you're giving them, making them feel special, and they walk out with these toe rings, and they feel special, not just that day, but every day of their lives, when they put that toe ring on, they feel special. That's unbelievable.
Well, both of us feel a certain responsibility that that we're ambassadors of Redondo Beach, that mm-hmm. we have a public responsibility just to make the world a better place too. You know,
wow.
it makes a happy
wow.
customer. And myself, I have no children. My family has all passed on. So everybody who walks in the door to me is family.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Wow.
But I'm fortunate. Sione, he had 3 daughters with Joy. And then
yeah.
he has another daughter in Fiji. So we have 23 grandchildren and 4
wow.
great-grandchildren.
What?
So I didn't
wow.
get to be mom, but I get to be grandma.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's what an amazing story. Have you been to Tonga?
Yes, I have. It is so beautiful. It is so beautiful. It's
yeah.
when you look at the photographs, everybody says, "Wow, it's absolute paradise." And to many degrees it is. The food is amazing. The people are amazing. But it's also very harsh. The climate's very
yeah.
harsh. It's not
yeah.
an easy place to live.
Yeah.
We're always going in summer because it's off season here.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no hot water. And I had to
yeah.
dig my father-in-law his toilet last time we were there. But
okay.
The hospitality, is
that
awesome.
That's not an experience that everyone has, digging a toilet for their father-in-law.
Their father's outhouse, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for telling us the story.
You're welcome.
We're
going to get you back to Sione.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got to bring in Bobby Christian here, okay, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Sione,
yes.
Welcome back, Sione. And we have with us now Bobby Christian from the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. Hey, Bobby, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's been really enjoyable to hear you guys talking this morning.
Are you are you wearing your toe rings, Bobby?
I am. I've got one for each toe, so they're very heavy.
All right, Bobby.
Okay. Now, Bobby's going to tell us what else is going on around town in Redondo Beach. What's going on, Bobby?
All right.
Well, as you guys know, a couple weeks back was the Kite Festival, which kicked off the Redondo Beach Festival season. And pretty much from here till September, we've got just huge events every weekend. Let me get started with what's going on with the Chamber. Next Thursday, April 13th, there is a Network Cafe. Network Cafes are midday events, so it's 11:30 to 1 p.m. at the Fish Shop. It's $25 for members, and you must RSVP in advance. So as always, you can contact us at 310-376-6911 to make reservations. And then within the city, like I said, there's just so many events going on this week and this weekend. The Beach Cities Health District is doing a big health push this weekend. For instance, tomorrow at 5:30, there's a mindfulness workshop at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center. It's free. You can find out more at beachcitieshealthdistrict.org. And this weekend is one of the last free fitness weekends that Beach Cities Health District is putting on, with a number of gyms and fitness centers throughout the area. They're going to be offering free passes all weekend long. So make sure
mm-hmm.
you check that out. Beach Cities Health District has done so much for our community in the last few years with getting Blue Zones approved and all that. This is great to see they're continuing to give us all these great ways to stay fit and in shape. This
right.
Saturday is the Spring Fling at South Bay Galleria. It's crafts, face painting, balloon artists, and a DJ, as well as a special visit by the Easter Bunny. That's going to take place on Level 3 this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. There's actually a bunch of events going on at the South Bay Galleria throughout this month. That's something we're going to talk about right now, but make sure you check out southbaygalleria.com to see all the events, specifically family events that are going on there leading up to Easter. And then this Sunday is Pink Power Sailing and Barbecue for Girls. The South Bay Sailing has come together to make a special day just for women and girls, get more girls out on the water. They're going to have the barbecue going all day, so bring whatever you'd like to throw in the grill. And they're going to be offering special sailing lessons for adults and kids. You can RSVP and find out more at waterfronteducation.org/pinkpowersailing. And as always, if you have any questions or want to see what else is going on in the city, especially with some of these huge events coming up, such as the Redondo Beach 125th anniversary and Spring Fest, which are going to be coming up in the next 2 weeks, check out visitredondo.com.
All right, all right. And Bobby, if you could just tell us a little bit about the view of and the position that Tees, Toe Rings, and Gifts occupies in the world of Redondo Beach businesses. It's such an institution.
Oh, of course. I mean, if I could tell you the number of times I'd gone in and got my toe rings done and just felt like such a fantastic guy when I left.
Yes.
It's a great shop. It's always been important to Redondo Beach. It's so great that we finally got to get them on the air.
I agree. And
we're excited
that Sione is here and Adrian got to tell the story of their courtship and it's just amazing.
Joe?
Huh? I don't know what happened to Joe. I don't know what happened to Joe. He just kind of
disappeared.
He disappeared or something. I don't know what happened to him. Maybe he unplugged his mic.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you, Bobby. Was there anything else that you wanted to tell us about?
Those are the main things. Of course, this month we also have Spring Fest coming up in 2 weeks. And then we have the Redondo Beach 125th anniversary coming up at the end of the month on the 29th. That's going to be a full day of events starting at Ruby's and going all the way to the Morrell House. They're still getting details about the 125th anniversary locked in, but you can always find out more at visitredondo.com. And that's what's going on throughout the month. Oh, I do want to mention one more thing, actually. I'm so glad I got this chance. We're doing an Easter egg hunt in Redondo Beach this year. We did do one last year. There's going to be an Easter egg hunt next Saturday, so it's the day before Easter at 9:30 a.m. in Veterans Park. I'm really excited about it because I think community Easter egg hunts are so hard to find in L.A., and so I'm really excited that we're going to be putting one on next weekend.
Oh, okay. You know something? I don't have that information yet because I do an Easter egg roundup for the South Bay. So would you just have somebody shoot me over that information so I can get it up on my page?
I would love to. I'm so surprised I have the scoop on you.
There you go. you certainly do. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff going on around the South Bay, and I have a whole listing by city. So yes, shoot me that stuff, and I'll get it out there too. Well, thank you, Bobby.
Well, thank you, Jackie. Have a great morning.
All right, you too.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey, Sione.
I would like to add on something. You know, I have a lot of proposal has been going on in my shop. Guys have been proposed to their girlfriends at my shop.
Oh,
and,
really?
Wow. Really?
Wow. Oh, yes.
They do toe rings instead of the traditional finger ring.
Yes.
That's interesting.
That is very interesting.
Now,
the only thing that I'm
going
to be doing now, I have to get me my marriage license so I can be able to perform marriage in my shop.
Oh, you want to become a minister. There you go.
Become a minister.
Now, I'm sorry, Jackie, there's a lot of that going around.
Yeah.
We've got a few minutes. I wanted to get a little bit about your future, a little bit about your plans for the future, Sione. What do you think the future of Tees and Toe Rings and Gifts is?
Yes, the future of Tees Toe Rings is in my head, in my plan, that I would like to be able to supply all the stores with toe rings, with direction on how to fit your toe rings, like for Macy JCPenney's, you know, Kmart, Walmart. I would like to be able to get into that. That is my plan and my goal for my business. And if I can be able to accomplish that, and I'm set, and all my kids will be set for life, you know?
Now that's a big production, and also what you do is so personal. I mean, every toe ring is personally fitted.
Yes. Yes.
That's hard to grow that business, right?
It is. It is. But we already have a written guide. We already have a written guide because there are a lot of people now that they can buy toe rings over the phone. You know, once they see one of my customers with a toe ring, they'll ask about that. And they can call us, and then we can send them a direction, a guide on how to fit your toe rings, you know, so that you can establish the comfort that it can be done even if you're not there in person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then that's the whole thing. You know, we have been testing out this year, and it already has been proved to be successful. And that's where I'm at now, because if I can get into that, and there'll be a lot of production now, and I don't have to do the work, I can hire a lot more workers. And there will be more jobs, you know,
to do
productions, you know. And that's
right.
Where I'm at. And then I would like to expand out to different areas. For example, like to have a little tea storing in all the airports internationally. Because I have a lot of customers, flight attendants. And every time a flight attendant comes to my shop and I ask where they come from, some of them from Brazil, Korea, Japan, Israel, Africa. I gave them one of my menu. They go and they posted it in their locker room for the other flight attendant to see. And then let me tell you a story here before I run out of time. I had a flight attendant call me from the airplane. She said, "Please wait for me. I'm coming into Los Angeles, but I know I'm gonna be late. I know you'll be going to be closing up. Can you wait for me because I need to come and get me a toe ring?" And say, "Where are you calling from?" "I'm calling from the plane. I'm on my way from Africa, and I'm gonna be landing in LAX at 8 o'clock. But I usually close at 8."
Yeah.
I said, "Don't worry. I'll wait for you." That's how good I am with my customer. I said, "I'm going to wait for you. Don't rush. I want you to arrive safely and just come over and see me safely. I'll be waiting." And then she showed up.
Yeah.
But that's how it is, Joe, you know? I do. I love my customers, man. I love everybody to come. I treat everybody alike, whether if you're black, brown, white, or green. Yes.
Yes.
Sione, tell us exactly where you're located. Tell us where you're located on the pier.
I'm located right across from Tony Restaurant on the Redondo Beach Pier.
Okay.
Yeah, my front door is right across from Tony. This is where we had our first date at with my wife.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yes. Yes.
How convenient.
Yes, yes.
We were sitting there. But there
was
a chaperone.
It
was appropriate.
Yeah.
No one was going to be taken advantage of because there was a chaperone.
Right. Hey, I would like to thank you both, you know, for giving me the time and the chance to talk with you two this morning and to be able to tell you more about my business and how it grows. And I really do appreciate that very, very, very much.
Tony, what's your it's Tony or Sione or Foha? Did you say?
Fohe. So Sol. Every one of them is good.
Okay. Tell us what's your phone number?
My phone number at the shop is 310-798-9930. That is the shop number.
Fantastic. Tees, toe rings, and gifts.
That's correct.
The many amazing, unique, and world-class businesses in the city of Redondo Beach, and that's just the half of it. They are on a growth curve and a growth pattern, and we're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, and. We'll see you all tomorrow with a great show. Who are we having on the show tomorrow, Jackie?
Oh, goodness. I'm drawing a blank. We're going to have a couple of representatives from the Automobile Driving Museum. And then Friday, we have a big show. Gil Garcetti is going to be our guest on Friday. You know Gil, the former district attorney of Los Angeles. He's going to be our guest. He's going to be talking about his new career in photography.
Absolutely. Looking forward to the Gil Garcetti interview on Friday. And, of course, the Automobile Driving Museum having that wonderful new event coming up in El Segundo. We'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye, Joe. Bye, Jackie.
Bye.